I'm Lori Mack for WNPR News. In the 1960s, the eagle population in the United States was in critical decline, due in part to the pesticide DDT and loss of habitat. After DDT was banned and federal protection measures put in place, the eagle population started to rebound, and the birds were taken off the endangered species list in 2007. Today, in Connecticut alone, there are 50 known pairs. One couple among them is making the unusual move to a busy section of New Haven. You can learn almost everything you want to know about them from a group of nature photographers who've been following their progress since word of their arrival. Shortly after dawn, on a brisk Saturday morning, a group of about 10 photographers assembles near the El Agrasso Boulevard in New Haven. Bundled in outdoor gear, some in camouflage, they set up tripods and attach cameras with telephoto lenses not meant for amateurs. They're waiting at a respectful distance for the perfect shot of America's national bird.
Here he comes.
Make it a U-turn.
Beautiful. Absolutely right. Phenomenal.
They've been photographing this pair of eagles, who've come to be known as Walter and Rachel, since they arrived about a month ago and started assembling their nest in a tree shared with monk parakeets. It's a sort of bird condo on a median surrounded by roadways. Walter, also known as P2, is banded by the state and federal government for tracking purposes. The eagle was born just outside of Hartford about 5 years ago, according to Meriden photographer Stephen Sola.
And there's two bands. There's a federal ban on one talon and a state ban on the other, which is easy to read because it's black and the letters are white. So you can really pick it up if you get a good clear shot.
Rachel has not been banded, so little is known about her other than the fact that she's tolerant of her busy surroundings. Martin Torres Quintero, outdoor adventure coordinator for New Haven's City Parks Department, is among the group of photographers. He says while the accessibility to observe these federally protected birds is fascinating, keeping them safe and undisturbed has been a challenge.
We were like scratching our heads trying to figure out how to do this because you want to create a buffer zone of about 1,000 feet. Well, how are you going to put 1,000 feet in here? There's only 1,000 feet going that way.
The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection set up a fence, which is posted with signs warning not to feed or disturb the birds. No small feat, since the eyrie sits in a tree on a strip of land surrounded on all sides by busy roadways across from apartments and row houses. There has been some debate, though, about whether or not this location will be the eagles' primary residence. But Sola's not buying it.
This is their nest. I don't care what they say. There is speculation. They saw the eagles on that light tower by the Yale Bowl baseball field, and people thought, because they were sitting on sticks there, that thought maybe that was a secondary nest, but it's not. It belongs to an osprey.
Eagles are normally thought of as wilderness birds, but as populations have grown, they seem to be getting more comfortable in urban environments. According to the DEEP, eagles can be found in every county and every major watershed in Connecticut, with nests in about 38 towns. The location of this particular nest is a site Miley Bull, who's worked at the Connecticut Audubon Society for 43 years, says he's never seen.
You know, we've got laws and regulations prohibiting people from approaching too close to eagle nests because you'll harass the eagles. But, I mean, we've got eagles nesting right on the highway here. This is all new to me.
Walter and Rachel are said to be going through what they call housekeeping at the moment. No eagle eggs sighted yet. Lori Mack, WNPR News.